AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Folks from the Midwest to the East Coast feel like they're living in a deep freeze. Temperatures nosedived over the weekend after the first major snowstorm of the season moved into Canada and was replaced by a blast of Arctic air.
These temperatures were well below average for this time of year. I imagine they were at least 10 to 20 degrees below average, and in some places even colder than that. The locations that did get below zero had to be at least 20 degrees colder than average.
Bruce Terry, lead forecaster at the National Weather Service, says snow at midweek in the western states could interfere with that trip to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving. A shootout at a New Orleans playground last night during a music video shoot sent 16 people to the hospital with gunshot wounds. Police Commander Christopher Goodley told WVUE-TV the shootout may have been gang-related.
There was multiple scene locations. There was at least three victims inside the park, and it appeared to be another victim being treated by EMS on the outside of the park.
Witnesses say the gunman ran away after the shooting. Police are now asking people to bring forth any video they may have shot. A team of Justice Department attorneys will investigate last week's fatal police shooting of a young black man in Minneapolis. In the meantime, the president of the local chapter of the NAACP there is calling for fundamental changes in the police department's handling of alleged cases of brutality.
The problems within our police department are nothing new. They've been going on for decades. In fact, the city council has approved millions of dollars in excessive force lawsuits over the years.
Belgian police conducted 22 raids in the capital of Brussels and the surrounding area over the weekend, taking 16 people into custody, but a fugitive in the Paris terrorist attacks wasn't among them. This is AP Radio News. NASCAR has crowned a new champion.
Finishing off one of the greatest comebacks in NASCAR history, Kyle Busch outlasted defending champ Kevin Harvick to win at Homestead Miami Speedway, and with it his first Cup championship. Title contenders Jeff Gordon came home sixth, Martin Truex Jr. was 12th. Busch, who suffered a broken right leg and fractured left foot during a hard crash back in February, sat out 11 races before winning five en route to his first title. It was the fourth for team owner Joe Gibbs with three different drivers. Kyle Busch wins the race and the championship. Steve Richards, Homestead, Florida.
Jeff Gordon retired after the race, and he says he'll miss the pre-race adulation the most.
Those are the things that over the next days, hours, days, weeks, months, that I'm going to go relive and just get a huge smile on my face, and probably emotional as well.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.